Okay, today we're Beis Hashem going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Maisros, and we are up to Mishnah Hey, I believe. So today we're going to do Mishnayis Hey and Vav, and both Mishnayis Hey and Vav deal with the same basic issue, and that issue is that we've been discussing when something becomes Chayiv in Maisros. What we mean by that is when you're allowed to eat, when you're no longer allowed to eat from it b'derech keva, in a normal way, because it's the Chayiv Maisros has already set in. However, even once something becomes chayv in maisros, you're still allowed to snack from it until a later stage. At a later stage, it becomes so fully processed and so fully ready that you're not even allowed to snack from it. So that's what our Mishnayos are going to talk about today. Mishnayos Hey and Vav are about at what stage produce becomes so fully processed that even snacking from it is going to be problematic. So says the Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, Ezu Garden LeMaisros. What is the Goren? When do we consider that it is fully processed with regard to Chiyuv Maisros, so much so that you're not even allowed to take a little snack from the food until you take the Maisros? Hakshum v'adulu misha yifaksu. If you have cucumbers and gourds, they're considered to be fully processed when you take off the hairy covering that's around it, meaning if you pull them from the ground a little bit prematurely, so they're going to be, when they're not fully ripened, they're going to be surrounded by like this hairy fuzz, so people would remove that hairy fuzz. So when you remove that, then it's considered fully processed. But if you don't even plan on removing the hairy fuzz around it, then it's when you make it into a pile. That's fully processed. If you have a melon, it's when you remove also the hairy fuzz. We just call it yishalik and not mefakes by a melon as opposed to by a cucumber, because it's different types of hairy covering around it, but it's the same basic idea. But if you don't plan to take the hairy covering off of it, so then it's only when you make it a muktza, meaning when you put the melons down and place them in an area where they're laid out nicely. Meaning, whereas when it came to the cucumbers, we said mishiyamet arema, when you make a pile of them, when you're talking about watermelons, there's not going to be a pile that you make of them. They're too heavy to pile up, so you just lay them down on the ground. So when you lay them down nicely on the ground, that's the equivalent of making a pile from them. Yerek hanegad mishayogad. If it's vegetables that normally you bundle up, so then they're considered to be fully processed when you bundle them. Im eino ogeid, if you don't plan on bundling them, ad shiyamalias akli, then it's when you fill up a kli with them. Vim eino malias akli, if you don't plan on filling a kli with them, so obviously you don't need to fill a kli in order for it to be considered completely processed if there's never even a plan to use it to fill a kli with, then ad shiyal kol tzarcho, then it's only when you gather all the vegetables that you need and you put them into whatever containers you put them into, you could keep snacking on them until you get to that point. If you're going to have less than the amount that fills up a container, so once you gather whatever you plan on gathering, then it's going to be fully processed. Kalkala ad shiyachape, if you put the vegetables in a big basket instead of into a bunch of smaller baskets, so then it only becomes considered to be finished when the basket is covered. If it's in a large basket with a big opening, the vegetables can get dried out if you don't cover them up. So that what they used to do is they would take some leaves and they would cover them up. They would cover up the vegetables to protect it from the sun. But if you don't plan to cover them with the leaves, then you're already not allowed to snack from them once you fill the container with them, because that's going to be the gemar malacha of them. And if you don't even plan to fulfill that container, or you don't plan on filling just one container, but you want to fill many containers, so then it's only considered finished when you gather all of the vegetables that you want into all of the containers that you want to fill up, and you could keep snacking from all of them until they're all in containers, meaning even though you already have some of them in one container and you're already moving on to filling up a second container, you could still snack from the stuff in container number one. So that's what, when it comes to finishing the malacha. Now the Mishnah says, when do we say that you're not allowed to snack on anything until once it gets to this stage where it's completely nigmar malachto. That's b'malach l'shuk. That's if you're going to sell it out in the market. Aval b'malach l'beisa. But if your plan is not to sell this produce, your plan is to have it in your house, then ochel me'amarai ad she'emegi l'beisa. Then you, even after these things are done, you could still snack from it. And the only point that it's also to snack from it, the only point of time that it's going to be also to snack from, is once you get all the way home. And the reason for this is, the Achronim explain, the Rishonim explain, is that really, midah oraisa, you're allowed to eat from the produce without maestros being separated until it goes into your house, right? So midah oraisa, anyway, you're allowed to eat from it until it goes into your house. The Rabbanan said that, yeah, once it's already finished, it's going to be usher to eat as a snack, because other things, are going to be mechayev, maestros, and asr, you'd eat it as a snack, other than just bringing it into your house. Meaning, for example, if you were to cook it, if you were to salt it, if you were to mafresh truma from it, if you were to sell it, if Shabbos were to come, all of those things would make it usher to snack from it. So again, mito rice, it's usher to snack from it, only once it's brought into your house. Midrabanan, it's usher to snack from it if you were to sell it, or if Shabbos were to come, or any number of other things that the Rabbanan decreed are going to make it usher to snack from it. So all of the details we've learned from this Mishnah are a concern midrabanan, that if you're planning on selling this stuff, and you've gotten to this stage where you've piled it, you've covered it, whatever, all the things that we learned, then we're concerned that you might come to sell it on the way, going to the market. You'll run into somebody and you might come to sell it. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, once you hit these stages, it's already going to be usher to snack from it. But if it's something that you plan on bringing home, so even if you meet someone on the way home, you're not going to sell him this stuff. This is the stuff for your family. This is the stuff that you're not planning on selling. So since you're not going to sell him this stuff anyway, so we can go back to the basic din that you're allowed to snack from it until you bring it into your house. So all of the things that we've learned in this Mishnah were all about produce that you plan on selling. But produce that you plan on eating yourself and having for your family, you're allowed to snack on until you bring it back into your house. Now the Mishnah Vav. So again, continuing our list of different items, and at what point we assume that it's so fully processed that you're not allowed to snack from it anymore. Haperet v'atzmukin v'acharuvin mishiyamin arema. If you have dried pomegranate seeds, you have raisins, dried charuv, which is carobs, once you make a pile out of them, then it's fully processed. You leave it out in the sun, it's dried, and you piled it up. Habetzalim mishiyifakel, if you have onions, then once you peel off the rotten parts of the outer layers of the onion, then it's fully processed. If there are no outer layers that you plan on peeling off, so then it's when you make a pile out of it. Hatavua, when it comes to grain, it's when you smooth down the pile. When they would cut grain, they would throw it into a big pile, and then they would winnow it, and they'd do all the malachas of Shabbos, to take away the grain from the chaff and winnow to remove the chaff from the grain, and then they would put it in a pile. And when the pile is really high, then they would smooth out the pile. They would even out the pile. So it's that stage when it's smooth, when you're smoothing out the pile, that's the point where it becomes a sort of snack on. And if you don't plan to smooth down the pile, then the halach is going to be mishiyamid arema, that as soon as you make the pile, it's going to be considered completed. Hakitnios mishiyichbar, if you have beans, it's considered to be fully worked on, and therefore usher to snack from once you sift them to take out the dirt that sticks to the beans when you pull it from the ground. V'meinu kover achei marech, but if you don't plan on cleaning any dirt off of them, so then the gemar malach is when you smooth out the pile of beans. Aval bishamireach, even though you've already smoothed out the pile of the grain, and therefore the bulk of the pile is now usher to snack from, there are still secondary parts that you're going to be allowed to snack from. Notel minakatuim, you could take from the parts of the grain that weren't completely threshed, uminat stadim, or from the sides of the pile that weren't smoothed out, ummasha betocha devan, from grain that was mixed with straw, because that obviously wasn't properly winnowed, va'ochel, you're allowed to snack from those things, because even though the bulk of the grain that you have taken has already been nigmar malachto, but not all of it was nigmar malachto, so the stuff that's not nigmar malachto, you're allowed to snack from. So again, to quickly review what we learned today, so Mishnah Hay, we discussed, we start giving a list of different items and at what point it's considered to be a Gemar Melacha, so much so that you're not even allowed a snack from it. But then the Mishnah had said that that's all of that is only if you plan on selling the stuff. If you plan on eating the stuff, then it's only Mishiyav Lebe, so it's only when you bring it into your house. And Mishnah Vav taught us more items, and at what point it becomes usher to snack from it. And we said that when it comes to grain, even though the pile is fully smoothed out, there are parts that are not smoothed out, and there are parts that are not winnowed and not fully processed, and those parts you're still allowed to eat from. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.